Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Freeform jazz for you there. My name is Rufus. I'm sure you know that. Looks like Zigzag's button.
Rufus! Zigzag here.
How are you?
Good. How's this microphone sounding? Am I sounding any cooler or about the same?
For a second, I thought it was Darth Vader on the other line. You sound that awesome.
I knew I would. How's everybody doing today? Good. Let me introduce myself. I am Zigzag, legendary Zigzag, second only to the legendary Rufus in the Hyperslash hierarchy.
Howdy, I'm Rufus. How's everybody doing today? Why don't you give us a call, 646-478-0616, and let us know, because we truly care, and we are certified psychotherapists. We can help you out.
We are curious what's going on in your life and how we can make it better, because that's what we aim to do. We aim to make people's lives better through music.
That is true, actually. I mean, that's very true. It's definitely made my life better, but it's a little selfish of me to, you know, take all the betterment. We want to share it with the peeps.
And contact us on our Facebook page, which is Hyper Sloth at Facebook, I guess. I'm not sure how you say Facebook us at Hyper Sloth. Is that correct, Rufus?
That would be facebook.com/hypersloth music is where you can find us on Facebook. Like us and join the conversation. We're always posting funny shit and, you know, news about Hyper Sloth and music and all that kind of good stuff.
Yes, you can find out what makes us tick at Hyper Sloth Music, and also find what pisses us off. So, I mean, you're going to get a well-rounded version of who we are and what we can offer you to make your life better.
That's right, and it works in the other direction. I mean, we can find out what makes you tick, and we're sure to find out what pisses you off.
And hopefully it won't be us or anything that we say on this program. That was what we consider our disclaimer.
That's right. Undersigned by Global Corp Industries.
Right, exactly. We had a whole slew of people take a look at that disclaimer, and it actually is official. It works.
Excellent. So back to, if you don't mind, back.
Sure.
What's the scoop on that Blue Yeti mic? Because I had been looking into it. Or so I thought. Whenever you said the Blue Yeti, I recognized blue. I was a little iffy on the Yeti. I had looked into the blue, it's called the
Snowball,
I think.
Right.
It's just a round mic. Yeah. But the Yeti looks far superior to me. Have you been pleased with it?
You know, I won't actually know if I'm pleased with it. Well, I mean, I've done a few recordings here at the house or the studio. And I guess I've been happy with it. You know, it's hard for me to tell, I guess. I mean, I'm so used to hearing my own voice, and I guess listening to today's podcast will probably let me know if it sounds any better. I'll play one from the previous microphone, then I'll compare it with this microphone,
sure.
And I'll let you know. I will grade the Yeti on the Facebook page. I will let you know, you know, for those people who are interested, I will let you know how happy or unhappy I am with the Blue Yeti. But so far, so good, yeah. And it seems to have a lot of nice features.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm hoping my fear is that Skype is crunching the wavelength so much that, as awesome as the mic is, we might not appreciate it to its full level. So I'll just say, don't throw it in the trash if it doesn't sound awesome to you on the show, because it sounds better to me already, but I would trust it better, like recording into, you know, your music recording software and listening to that back.
Right.
Thank you for your professional opinion, Roof. It's much appreciated. I will do that. I think you're probably right about that.
And I'm in the market for a new mic. That's why I'm very curious. And this one does look very good to me. And USB, right? It's not like XLR.
Yes. Yes, it is USB. You know, as much people said, oh, you got to go XLR. You got to plug in and all that jazz. I was like, you know, I read all the Amazon, not all of them. There was like 600 reviews. And this one actually got 4.5 out of 5 stars. I don't really expect anything to get 5 stars ever because people, that's just how people are.
Right.
But it was only $99, which I thought was a pretty good deal. And let me tell you what, if I had to, I could smash someone's brain in with this mic. It's that sturdy.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
It is like, I picked up the box. I'm like, what the fuck is in here? A couple of rocks and like, you know, a plastic microphone. But no, this thing is pretty legit. I literally could probably smash someone's head. It probably should be registered as a lethal weapon in this state. Let's just say that, because it probably could smash someone's head in.
Well, on a Facebook contest, and the winner, whoever wins the Facebook contest, we will personally smash in their enemy's head with the Blue Yeti mic. The Hyper Sloth Blue
correct.
Yeti mic, no less.
We will. It won't be this actual mic. It will be a different mic that we purchased just to smash someone's head in, and then we'll let you keep the mic as a trophy.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Blue Yeti would maybe sponsor that event and endorse,
it'd
be like a Hyper Sloth endorsement.
Right, it's actually a testament to the quality of their microphone. So maybe we should look into that. And Blue Yeti people, if you are listening, 646-478-0616 or hypersloth.radio.com. Get in touch with us. We're willing to smash people's head in with your mic. I mean, what more can you ask for? And we're actually using it on the air, and hopefully it sounds good.
It does sound good. Now, I can tell the difference, for real. I just hope that Skype isn't – well, we know how Skype is. Hey, did I tell you at all about our – Go ahead. Did I tell you about our living situation?
Yes, you actually said that you – it turns out, luckily, as luck would have it, you got somewhat evicted, not really evicted, but inconvenienced, and then found a better place. I mean, that would never happen in America.
Yeah, best of the call. We're quite pleased. Actually, what you might pray, looking at the grass and a little palm tree, and it's very cool. This one's more like a house. The one that we were in before, 1,000 feet, but it was really kind of built to be like a B&B or something. Like each bedroom was its own little enclosure with exterior doors, and then there was a kitchen and a living room. It was strange. This one's more like a traditional house, except it has this cool little courtyard in it, but. I sound as good as you do because I just put up today.
So you're not no longer happy with your mic?
Well, I haven't been using my mic because I thought from listening to the show that it just had way too much bass into it. Like, it would rattle my speakers, and it was too low. And then whenever you would jump in, it's like you would sound crystal clear and awesome, and then I would come in, and it would like overpower the entire like audio spectrum. So for the past several shows, I mean, since we left the States, I've just been using the mic on my laptop, but I'd prefer to get something like a Yeti.
Well, we'll see how today sounds. You know, honestly, I thought what's weird was I never, for like the first 10 episodes of the show, I thought you were like, I didn't even realize you were calling in with Skype. I thought you like got on Blog Talk Radio and plugged right in, you know, like a legit studio. I was actually kind of jealous, to be honest with you. Like,
right?
Damn, I pictured you in like some control room surrounded by 10 or 11 video screens, you know, just like your control center, you know, with some mic hanging from the ceiling. I was like, damn, Rufus has got it going on. I got to get a Blue Yeti. It's amateur hour over here.
It did kind of look like that for a while when I was using that studio mic because, you know, I love myself, so I was constantly taking pictures of myself doing the show and taking video, and I was always wearing sunglasses even though it was 6 o'clock at night and I was indoors just to make it that much cooler. But, yeah, you know, I had the mic on the swivel arm stand and my, you know, 3-monitor setup at home, and it looked super badass. And then I was like, well, looks great, sounds like shit. So now – like, now I've got the laptop on my bed, and I'm sitting in a plastic lawn chair.
So, with this deal, now you guys are going to buy a house, or did you sign another long-term lease, or what's your situation there?
Well, we're in here for 3 months at least. We signed the shortest lease that the guy would let us, and the guy's totally cool. We might extend it. We've been meeting with realtors and looking at properties, and some really good stuff out there. There's some good fixer-uppers, and there's some good in-betweeners for really good prices. But I think what we might do, because the rent are so freaking low here, I think we might extend this lease at least 6 months and maybe a year and just save the shit out of some money so that we can really go into buying a house like high rollers, you know? Because, I mean, we're paying $300 a month here. And
Jesus Christ. That's...
Yeah.
Can't even pay my electric bill for that.
We're paying $950 at the other place. No, not at all. So we're paying $950 at the other place. So the plan is we're going to pretend to pay $950, but just set the difference aside.
So now we're in relation to where you're at. Are you still there by La Cadoza, or what was the name of that street that you like to hang out on?
La Cazada?
La Cazada.
No, we're quite a bit further away from it. Yeah, we're a bit farther away from that, quite a bit actually. Closer to the market, the big open air market, which is kind of cool. But most of the important things we have to get to now are pretty much a taxi right away, but a taxi is like $1. So, and honestly, it's probably better for the pocketbook and my health that we're not next to the strip with all the bars.
So do you actually? But you do have a Tonosaurus fairly close.
Yeah, there is a supermarket within walking distance called Pali, and they have – actually, we've switched to Victoria Frost, and they have plenty of Victoria Frost.
Oh, is that like Bud Ice or something? Or is it a high-octane brew?
No, it's not high-octane. It's just a little more drinkable for guys like me that like to drink the shit out of beer for, you know, many hours straight. Tony was good, but it's a little – it's almost – it's a little too highbrow for me. You know, it's a beer to savor, and I don't really want to taste it. I just, you know, want to feel it.
Just want to get it, want it to get its job done without getting in the way.
Right. Exactly.
I did see that your wife, Roberta, was wearing a Tona shirt, though, on your hike, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have the tourist shirts. We have a Tona shirt, and I have a Flor de Caña shirt, which is the local rum. You know, it's interesting. We've kind of reached a point now that we've been here almost 2 months, but I've started to, I see people who are obviously tourists and I get like a little disgusted. I'm like, God, there's another tourist. You know, it's just fucking, you know?
But I think if you're planning on staying there for an extended period of time, you can actually do that after the first day. You're like, gee, all right, these people are only staying a week.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because the first like 2 or 3 weeks we were here, couldn't do any touristy crap because we were, like, getting set up to live, you know? So we really got entrenched immediately. And so now, yeah, I'll be walking around, I'll see, like, backpackers and, you know, there's people that are obviously here for the weekend or a couple of weeks, and I'm like, oh, jeez, get out of my fucking way.
Awesome. Awesome, Rufus. I'd love to hear that.
Well,
so,
hey, speaking of beer, man,
actually,
you think we ought to...
Yes, exactly. We're halfway through the show here. So what I think, should we play Beer as Food before we beg people to be in our video? I mean, obviously they're going to want to be, but why don't we throw the tune out there for them first and give them an idea of what they're signing up for?
Yeah, I think once we play it, we won't have to beg. They'll be begging us, but we should get more details.
True.
But before that, yeah, let's go ahead and spin. This is Beer as Food. The smash hit single from your boys right here, Hyper Sloth.
Spin it.
Have a listen.
that beer is food. I eat it all the time.
Woo! There it is, folks. There it is. Yes, welcome back. I'm sure you enjoyed that nice little vacation from reality that you just had listening to our song, Beer is Food.
I'm sure.
So tell me about your hype, your trip there up the mountain, or up the volcano. Even more exciting than the mountain, you actually walked up a volcano.
Yeah, we walked up a volcano. It was a fucking nightmare. So we spent the day before. It was really that we'd done the volcano trip. And the itinerary, and it says that you can take a truck up the volcano and then just kind of check out the craters, or you can hike up it. And my wife and I were like, well, that hiking sounds cool, because we kind of been conditioned because you've heard much where. So we got 4-year-old maybe walking up a volcano for 3 miles might be a little rough. And she's like, no, it's all right, to avoid, you know, okay, carry the kid. And so we get there the next because we paid for it in advance. And the guide was there, a really cool guy named Alex. And he sees we have a kid. I said, yeah, we're going to walk. And he said, are you strong? Is your wife strong? Can you carry a child for 3 miles? And at this point, we're both thinking, well, yeah, I mean, it's just 3 miles. Of course, I kind of figured, you know, it's up a mountain, but I'm holding out hope that it's going to be easy.
But you also long story $5.
Short, we save $10. We save $5 per person to basically do the Bataan Death March. but straight up the mountain. There was no switchbacks. There's a casual grade one direction that we're going to turn back into a casual grade the other direction. They were like, fuck it, we're going to lay cobblestones from the bottom of this thing to the top. Right, that's at minimum a 45-degree angle.
Two points is a straight line.
Miles, and I swear to God, dude, oh my. How many times comes by? I think the smart people who run. Yeah, we're going to drive up this. And they would look at. Looking at pathetic, we stuck up it out. I if guy Alex there wasn't. Are you there? I'm getting silence.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Because I'm actually having trouble hearing you, Rufus, on this end. I'll cut out for about 10 or 15 seconds, then I'll hear you for like 1 second.
Ah, crap. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to get a Blue Yeti. This is brought to you by Blue Yeti.
Long story short.
Interesting.
I lied.
Okay.
You're no longer sounding fine.
Okay. It's Skype. I'm going to blame Skype. Anyway, yeah, it was hell. It was hell. It was hell. It's true. Once we got to the volcano, it was great. We saw craters almost fell. It was awesome.
Now, how much did you pay to get down the mountain on the truck?
Oh, that's a good point, because we were not going to fucking walk down. So our guide, Alex, he worked some magic, and we ended up all getting on an outbound tour bus for like $15. I would have paid $115.
You lost $5. If you just would have taken the original bus trip, you would have only had to pay the additional $10.
Right. Yeah, I lost money, and I'm pretty sure I knocked some years off my lifespan. It was a fucking rough walk, man. It wasn't one that made me healthier
now,
at the end. It was one that kind of beat me down.
At any point, did you have a dream about them coming and helicoptering you off of the volcano?
No, but I did think about, man, I constantly thought about, like, those shows, The Biggest Loser, where they have some fat guy and they're like, here, walk 2 miles, and he's at the end, he's like, shit, fucking shoot me, I can't handle it. I was like that, you know?
Have you been making people fun of those people, those fat people previously? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I can sympathize with them.
Because you feel sorry for them because they're fat.
Yes, that's right. I hate fat people. I think they should all be slaughtered and fed to skinnier people.
Now don't you feel better just for saying it? I think you feel better. I can hear it.
That's true. That was very cathartic.
Was there any Tonas? Were you able to have a Tona on the way at the coffee shop? Did they sell Tona?
They did not. They sold coffee, and they had a jar of sugar covered with bees and ants. I got to credit myself, dude. I was very smart. I knew the night before. Like, I got a bad feeling that this is going to suck. So I didn't drink at all the night before because I just knew that if I drank, you know, the head. I literally, I'm not kidding, I probably would have had a heart attack and fucking died about halfway up.
From withdrawals?
Yeah, the stress of withdrawals I'm used to. I go through that daily. But I don't usually go through that, you know, on the middle of 45-degree cobblestone incline while hiking a mountain. Yeah, that would have kind of put things over the top.
On that same note, though, Rufus, and I'm going to have to ask you for 100% honesty here, how disappointed were you when the coffee shop did not sell Tona?
I was, honestly.
Were you at all disappointed?
I was at all disappointed
a little bit.
I was a little disappointed, but I'm not joking, dude. I was so relieved to get to a level ground where I could sit down. I'm serious. At some point, I started getting a migraine like during this thing. I thought I was going to have some sort of episode that would change my life forever in a bad way.
You were in a casket?
Yeah. I was like, you know, our guy Alex and my wife are going to have to form some sort of thing out of palm fronds and sticks to carry my corpse back down this mountain.
My
only thought of beer was like, they could have. They could have tacked me with the road down the mountain because it was that fucking steep.
Well, you know, I've had my experience, obviously, with mountain climbing. I don't know if you'd call it mountain climbing, but hiking. And I'm not personally, I'm not a big fan. I thought I would have life-changing event as well.
Yeah, it was life-changing, that's for sure, but just not in the way that I hoped. But actually, back to your story, because we got cut up. You were hiking / camping in the Texas desert, which sounds like a horrible
Big
idea.
Ben. Big Bend National
Big Bend,
Park.
The last we heard, you were chucking cans. Yes, that's right. How did that turn out? I mean, obviously you live.
I did live. I'm scarred. I'm not a better person for it at all, I don't think. I probably enjoy air conditioning way more than I ever thought I would at that point in my life. Well, let's say I personally was. I don't know about anybody else, but I was chucking cans of Denny Moore and Wolf Brand chili into the underbrush because I didn't have the wherewithal to hike out of the mountain with these provisions, and obviously I didn't plan on living long enough if we didn't get out of the mountain to probably need to eat Wolf Brand chili or any more stew.
So,
after chucking the stuff down, luckily it goes a lot faster on the way down than on the way up. So while on the way down, we were like asking people for water. This is how rude people are. I mean, when people are on horseback and you're like, can we get a drink of water? And they're like, no. They like look at you and like, no, because then maybe we'll die too, I think was kind of their thinking as far as that stuff went. Because I'm pretty sure people had written us off. We get down to the bottom of the mountain or whatever the hell this thing is. I mean, it might as well have been Pike's Peak as far as I'm concerned. We get to the bottom. We check into like this, the only motel in the whole area. And basically, the lady at the front desk thought we had been hiking for like 2 months because we were so sunburned and blistered and our lips were all cracked up. And we'd only actually been gone like 36 hours. So we check into this hotel, crank the air conditioning on as low as it'll go, run the shower, like, you know, in the shower, sitting in front of the air conditioner with like the blankets over the air conditioner, trying to get our core temperature down to somewhere below like 108. Good news is I found a $50 bill in the pocket of my shorts. So I guess all ended well. No, I actually did. It was some dope money. I'm sure that I'd lost at some other point.
Did you ever get to the point where you like looked over at one of your buddies there and it was like a Looney Tunes cartoon? He just turned into like a glazed turkey with a human head and you're like, oh, man.
Well, you know, the funny part is you know how they like show the steam coming off them? The steam was actually coming off these guys. You didn't have to imagine it. And their skin did smell like roasted pig.
That's awesome.
And then I'll never forget this one guy, Steve Garrick's his name, great guy. He's sitting there. We have no water. We have no anything. And he's smoking. He's literally just, like, smoking a cigarette. It was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. I recognize that
and
name.
At that point. Yeah, we were actually going to go up and record at his studio in Dallas, the Listening Chair studio.
Tilted chair. Right?
The listening chair.
The Listening Chair. Oh, Tilted Chair. That's an advertising company in Austin. Yeah, the Listening Chair. That's right. We went to we went with him to an Alamo Drafthouse premiere of something. It was the first time I'd ever been to Alamo Drafthouse.
That's right. We did. We actually saw some score that he did for some movie that never made it, probably.
Wow.
Remember
how we should have recorded
Pretty weird. Yes, he should have. And we probably should have taken him up on his offer, Rufus.
Yeah.
I think we were all set to go and then just smoked too much weed and decided not to.
Well, such is life.
Yeah, such is life. We came out on top anyways. Booyah!
That's true. Oh, speaking of on top, there's really no connection. But so the Beerless Food song, we need people. We want to make a video with people in it that aren't us, or maybe or other people, hundreds of other people, shooting videos of themselves, drinking beer, having fun, doing whatever to the Beerless Food song.
We know what we look like while we're enjoying beer. In our quest for knowledge, we want to know what you look like while you are enjoying beer as well, and we want to share it with the world.
That is right.
And we think the best way to do that is with Hyper Sloth Beer is Food video.
That's right. So shoot a video of yourself doing whatever, hopefully beer-related, to the Beer is Food song. Upload it to YouTube. You can get all these details, by the way, at hypersloughradio.com. It's the first post you're going to see. It has all the details. But anyway,
not to mention, you can see
yourself.
How beautiful we are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's obvious by our voices, you know, thanks to Blue Yeti mics. Anyway, you're doing something in the Beer's Food, splice it all together to a music video for a smash hit song. And what you get in return for that is 3 copies of Beer is Food, Internet Love Song, and Na Na Na, and then a photograph, sort of a digital photograph, of myself and Zig Zag autographed, sort of. We're going to pick a looks like a signature and put our names on it just for you.
Can we add Slothy to that photograph as well, Rufus?
Yes, absolutely.
For those of you who don't know, Slothy is our mascot. He's a good guy. He's got a big heart, you know, an even bigger brain. And he helps us out with our Facebook and whatnot pretty regularly. He's upstanding dude. And
this
Slothy's
is
not really his name.
It's not. I thought it was his name.
Well, no, it is. He just officially had it changed to Slothy. He just texted me that it's been changed legally to Slothy. So please
Slothy
check us out. Help us out. Oh, did he?
I think there's one new thing that we can put in the package for people that they get for whenever they shoot a video for us. So they're going to get beers, food, internet love song, na na na. Autographed sort of pictures of me, you, and Slothy, and they're going to get a pre-release of the already smash hit, even though it hasn't been released, Hypersloth video game, just for them.
Just for you. Just for helping us. Help us, help you, help the world. How's that?
That's right. Wow, that's good. I gotta say,
pretty deep stuff.
Help us, help you, help the world. That's actually marketable, but I got to say that I like, where were you when you needed us?
Where were you when you realized you needed us? Yes. I actually, yeah. I've been looking at some T-shirts designed for that one. I think we're going to move forward with a couple different, what we're going to call hyper swag. Good stuff that you can buy on our website to help enrich us and yourselves and the world.
What?
You know that's our motto.
Yes, but that is the order of priority, us.
And remember, you can always call us during our show at 646-478-0616. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know your thoughts. We didn't get a chance to go over our songs this week. I wasn't really familiar with that song, Rufus. Is that a personal favorite of yours, or how did that come about?
Actually, I'm not familiar with that at all. That's why I thought it would be kind of interesting. I don't even know where Tom Waits came. Okay, I was. Here's what happened. I was practicing a song, and I moved the capo, and when I sang it, I was like, wow, that sounds like Tom Waits. It sounded like I'd been smoking for 40 years. And so then I Googled
I don't think
Tom Waits and went on
YouTube. I was going to say, I don't think there's any way you could actually sound like Tom Waits, because he sounds like... He sounds like, I'm not sure what he sounds like. I want to say like Jimmy Durante meets Count Basie or something. He's like, ha cha cha cha.
Like Jimmy Durante meets Count Basie. He should quote that on his next CD or whatever that might be if he lived that long. But anyway, I started YouTube. But apparently he's, you know, still smokes like unfiltered Pall Malls, and he's about 98 or something. But it got me interested, so I YouTubed it. And I found one song that I thought was cool. I kind of liked the vibe. And it was off of, I think, his first CD back in like 1970-something. So it's fresh for me. Yeah, exactly. So it's like fresh for both of us. Like we're both going into it with no preconceived notions. So I thought, you know, that would be a good one to do.
Can
but
we give our notions
yet.
Now? Well, we can do it right now. You want to do my notion on it?
I still haven't heard the whole song, but I've got a notion.
Me neither. I was just going to tell you, I couldn't get past like the first 25 seconds without saying I can't stand this song. And I'm sorry.
The only notion I have.
I just couldn't deal with it. I couldn't get through it.
He is kind of one of those guys that it's almost people assume that you like him by default. You know what I'm saying? It's like these artists that if you say, I don't like that guy, or I've never heard of that guy, then they're like, who are you?
Right. He is the poser's poser. That's who he is. He's ultimately the poser's poser. I mean, it's not good, but people are like, you have to like him. It's Tom Waits. He smokes 18 packs of cigarettes a day. He could die like any minute.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's the only thing that it made me think of that was mildly constructive was like, it's like a piano song, right? And there's something that piano songs have that all piano songs have. I can't put my finger on it what it is. It's like Tom Waits and Billy Joel and what's the fat gay guy with the funky
Elton
sunglasses?
John.
Anyway,
Elton John.
It's like every song that came out of the 70s with piano, it sounds like it should be in a Broadway musical, even if that's not what they intended. You know, because like this, when I listened to that song, I was like, well, sounds like the sound we play from the song. It doesn't sound like rock and roll or something I put into my CD player. I don't know. If that makes any sense.
No, I'm with you. Well, I mean, the one thing about a piano song goes for it, the piano has like a lot of depth. You know what I mean? It can make a lot of different sounds at the same time. You know, with the guitar, you're kind of hung up one hand, you know, playing, you know, two hands, yes, playing, but only one of them. He really has the ability to make the different sounds on the strings. You know, with a piano,
right,
you got two hands. It can, you know, one can go low, one can go high. It just adds a lot of dimension to a song, I think. That's my personal opinion.
I'm not slamming piano playing or piano music.
No,
it seems
I'm
like everything
that,
from
I'm
that era,
like,
that was like a, it's like a big thing from that era, that there was a lot of like sort of New York based, New Jersey-based piano music, but it all sounded like it was part of a soundtrack for something. You know, it didn't sound like something I'd really tap my toe to.
Well, I think that the three piano players that you referenced, you know, Billy Joel, Elton John, and what's his name? Who's the guy with the gravel voice?
Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah. They're more, I mean, they're songwriters, but they're also kind of like storytellers. You know what I mean? So
right.
A song by Billy Joel, I mean, I love Billy Joel. You know what I mean? I got a lot of respect for Billy Joel as a songwriter because, I mean, a song from Billy Joel has like there's a story. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end usually.
Right.
You know, which in today's marketplace is worthless. That's why you should buy Beer as Food and listen to it, because it gives you a real insight into how you should live your life. Who cares about Billy
this
Jack?
True. Yeah. I mean, Beer as Food is like a modern day terrible or what are the stories in the Bibles that don't really mean a lot, but people quote them all the time?
I reckon it is the new Genesis. And I don't mean the band. I mean the word, the written word, people, the written word.
That's right. The written word. It is the forbidden fruit of music.
We call it the musical word. Is that Levi? Is Levi on the air with us right now, Rufus?
He did pop his head in here and make some noise, yes. Now he's running out. It's raining, so he's in the plain rain.
Yeah, it's raining here today, too. Has been all day. Just
really?
FYI.
Wow.
So,
Indiana.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Just glad he survived the baton death march that you put him on.
Running back, swore to God, he's 4 years old. They can't complaints and hold on.
Unlike his father?
No. I type this wrong. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. If you want your husband to live, you better carry him. But most of the way, he just walked it.
What if she didn't want you to live at that point because you wanted to take the... Maybe she secretly wanted to take the truck and you steered her in the wrong direction.
But not... I didn't want to...
Well, I'll tell you what, Rufus, let's wrap this up for today. We'll do some updating on the website. One question for you. Do you have a smartphone now, or are you still using a stupid phone?
I have a stupid phone. Why do you ask?
You still have a stupid phone. Just because. I mean, I know that I've been emailing you, and I just wondered if it would be easier for me to text you or email you, or the best way to stay in touch with the Central American headquarters of Hypersloth and our faction there.
Email for now. I am going to get a smartphone or at least another dumb phone. I need a dumb phone. But at the moment, we have one phone for the entire family. So just email. That's fine. That's fine because I've always got my Gmail up.
All right. I will text you. I'd like to make something constructive out of what we got for Internet Love Song. Maybe we can get that uploaded for Tuesday's show as well. Would that be possible?
That should be possible, indeed.
All right, you want to spin us out with your excellent extro? I'm not going to call it an intro. I'm going to call it an extro. I just made that word up. Folks, feel free to use it. Just send a small check to me anytime you do. And Rufus.
Excellent, very small. Okay, and I will actually record an actual extro. But for now, we have this intro.
All right.
That we'll call an extro. Go.
Peace.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.